Hello and welcome to another episode of Your Choice. I'm your host, Kirtana Tiwari. On October 10th, Delhi University announced its cutoff and it has reached 100% for the third time since 2011. To discuss more on this, I have M. Saraswati from the Money Control Desk with me. Hi Saraswati, welcome to the show.
Hello Kirtana.
Saraswati, can you talk a little more about this DU cutoff, and it's significantly higher this time, and why is that?
So, Ketina, basically, you know, as you rightly mentioned, Delhi University has been having high cutoffs since about, 2016-17 onwards, wherein mostly everything, at the first list kind of starts from 95% and above. This year, what has happened is that, a lot of cutoffs, especially for the arts category, has reached 100%. So Lady Shriram College for Women has in the first list, has asked for 100% score for BA honours in economics, political science, as well as psychology. Similarly, Hindu College for BSc honours for general students has pegged the score at 99.25%. And Shriram College for Commerce for its BSc Commerce has had a cutoff which is above 99% again. Now, this year, Money Control had reported earlier as well that this year the cutoffs will be higher across Delhi University. So this year, what has happened is, as we know, the CBSE and ISE board exams for 10th and 12th had been called off, as in a few papers had been called off because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Right.
And there was this average marking system that was there. So what analysts have said that overall this year, students in the class 12 board examination seem to have scored better because, they didn't give a few papers and then the rest of the papers were marked with an average system. So which is why it is natural that the cutoffs will be higher because there is an increased competition as well. So which is why the cutoffs are higher and many few papers were cancelled and students have been marked based on their past performance as well.
Right. And how can students apply this year?
So this year, due to the COVID pandemic, the admission process has fully moved online. So till last year, what would happen with that after the first list was announced, each student would have to download the form and present their, if the first list cutoffs matched what they scored in their class 12 board exams, they could download the forms and send it by post to the respective institutes. So after this, there would be an interview or group discussion depending on each college under Delhi University. So this year, the process has gone fully online and October 14, 5 p.m. is the last when these admission window will be open. And fee payment has to be done by tomorrow 5 p.m. So under Delhi University, there will be around 91 colleges that are participating in this undergraduate program based on the DU admission cutoffs. Now, the students will also have to submit the class 12 mark sheet and the class 10 mark sheet. Now, for students who probably have given the compartment exams and do not have their mark sheets as of now, they can get a provisional certificate from their respective schools and submit that. And also, students under the reserved category, be it SC, ST or OBC, they'll have to submit the caste certificate from their competing authority. Now, this year, for the OBC category in particular, those who are in the non-creamy layer will also have to submit the income certificate to prove that they are below a certain income threshold. And only then they will be eligible for admissions. So we are hoping that once this process kind of gets in, the second list is expected to come out on Saturday, that is October 17. So hopefully there will be some relief for students.
Right. And what about the sports quota?
So what has happened is that every year, students, for example, who are skilled in sports or in, things like classical music, dance or any musical instrument, etc., they are, they come under a special, quota under sports or highly skilled activities. So this year, what Delhi University has said that there were live trials. So every year, there are thousands of students who apply through the sports quota, but only a few are selected because, only that many seats are there in Delhi University as well. So every year there was this live trial that would be held in front of a panel of judges. But this year, of course, because of the COVID pandemic, the university has said that only admission based on activities will be offered for the National Cadet Corps and National Service Schemes. So this year, so of course, students who were not able to, get certificates or probably were not able to take part in any sports activities due to the pandemic won't be able to kind of, get admission under the sports quota. However, Delhi University has clarified that if a student probably has, represented India in, say, games like the Olympics or the Paralympics or Commonwealth Games, those students can directly get admission without giving any certificates or anything. So typically, around in the 62,000 seats that are there in Delhi University, around 10 to 20%, there is a sports quota reservation that is there. But this year it is going to get tough because, for extracurricular activities, since there was no such activity held since January, how will students submit relevant certificates? So that is a bit of a concern. On one hand, there were students who were hoping that even if their requisite percentage in the 12th standard was lower, they could kind of get in the sports quota and gain admission. But this year, that won't be possible.
Right. And would it be practical to wait for the second list?
It is a tough call because, if for instance, the difference between the first and second list is only between 2 to 3 percentages. So if you take, say, Lady Shriram College in particular, and if a student only wants to get admission into Lady Shriram College for, say, doing a political science or an economics course, one cannot expect that the percentage will, say, suddenly drop under the second list to, say, 90 or 89. So if the first list, scores that was required was 100%, maybe the second list could have something like a 97 or 98%. So there won't be a significant drop, but there will just be a partial relief. Students who are very adamant on getting through only to a particular college can probably wait, but there won't be much of a difference, only between, say, 1% to 2.5% reduction in the cutoff that will be there in the second list. But again, this year, of course, is an extraordinary year. And across all states, we're seeing that universities have increased their cutoffs for undergraduate admissions. So even if somebody opts out of, Delhi University and wants to join somewhere else, probably the situation will be similar. It is just that in other states and in other universities, say Mumbai University or others, the cutoffs are generally not as high as Delhi University. So probably there could be an option of opting out of DU and going for some other university.
Right. And when it comes to DU, how many colleges should a student apply to? And is there any limit in that case?
So as such, there is no limit as such that DU has set on the number of colleges that you can apply to. But considering that, there is between colleges itself, there is a difference in the kind of cutoffs. Students who probably want to only study under Delhi University can wait for, can kind of opt for some other university. Say if somebody doesn't get through Shriram College of Commerce, they can go for, say, Hindu College or a few other colleges where the cutoffs are at least a 1 to 2% lower than the 100 or a 99 that is typically being required for. For instance, if a student has indeed got 99% in their class 12 boards, there is no guarantee that he or she will gain 100% admission into Shriram College of Commerce. There is a filtering process that they go through because thousands of students from across India may have scored a similar percentage. There is an interview process. There could also be other group discussion and aptitude tests that could be held at a later stage. So, looking at the practicality of it, a student should at least apply for 4 to 5 colleges under DU so that it improves their chance of getting through to a college of their choice. I know there are 91 colleges, so a student cannot end up applying to all, but at least the 4 to 5 top colleges that a student can choose based on the NIIRF ranking, which is an MHRD recognized ranking. So depending on what stream of education a student wants to choose, they can visit the MHRD or the Education Ministry website and go to the National Institution Ranking Framework, which is a government recognized body, and the rankings come out every year. So they can choose which university is, say, top or which college is leading as far as, say, arts, commerce or science is concerned under Delhi University and apply accordingly. But the more the colleges under DU you apply for, the better are your chances. And 4 to 5 is a must.
Right. Thank you so much for all these details, Saraswati.
Thank you, Keith.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of FutureWise. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control.